Close your eyes and imagine standing on a grass airstrip in Eastgate, Washington. The year is 1970. Around you, the sound of Piper engines fills the air as student pilots practice touch and goes. 125 aircraft call this place home. Weekend pilots gather around the tarmac, swapping stories about coastal runs and $100 hamburgers. This is Bellevue Airfield, where the East Side learned to fly. Arthur Nordhoff, a World War I Army aviator, founded this airfield in 1945. He purchased the land in 1941, but wartime restrictions delayed the opening. His daughter, Nancy Dunham, flew with the Women's Air Corps during World War II, the WASPs, carrying forward the family's aviation legacy. The 160-acre property sat surrounded by a gun club, turkey ranch, mink farm, and garbage dump. This was rural Washington, long before tech campuses and glass office towers transformed the landscape. By the late 1960s, Bellevue Airfield was thriving. In 1969, the field reached its peak with 125 based aircraft, generating 80,000 operations per year. The early 1970s saw 51,000 takeoffs and landings annually, all on a single 2,300-foot asphalt runway with no control tower. Just pilots helping pilots in that folksy, welcoming atmosphere that defined general aviation's golden age. Seattle Flight, the largest flight school in the Pacific Northwest, operated more than 40 Piper aircraft from this field. Every weekend, the pattern filled with students and instructors, coordinating landings using runway lights until 11 at night. When fog closed Boeing Field in Renton, Bellevue served as the weather alternate. This was the era of the $100 hamburger. Pilots would rent a Cessna 172, fly an hour to some coastal cafe, eat a $10 breakfast, and fly home. The flight cost far more than the meal, but that was never the point. The point was freedom. The point was the view of Puget Sound.